Greetings in the Lord. It is the 14th day of May in the year of our Lord 2020. You are listening to the Daily Sword, a daily guide to prayer and Bible reading produced by Sovereign King Church in Southern Indiana and on the Fight Laugh Feast Network. I pray this podcast is a blessing to you. Let us begin. Our call to repentance today comes from Ezra chapter 9, verse 6. And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and embarrassed to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen above our heads, and our guilt has grown even to the heavens. Dear brothers, when was the last time that we came before the house of our Lord, before Him, and we're too ashamed and embarrassed to lift up our face because we've acknowledged our sins? The scriptures tell us that because of Christ Jesus, we can boldly come before the throne of our Lord. But how many times do we arrogantly come before the throne of God? As if we deserve to be there. As if we did anything ourselves to bring us before His throne. Dear brothers, we have sinned, and our churches have sinned. Our state has sinned. Our families have sinned. And therefore, we ought to be ashamed. This does not mean, however, that we cover our sins. People of God in Ezra did not cover their sins. Rather, they went to the only one who could forgive them. The Bible teaches us that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So brothers, as we come before His throne today to receive instruction and lift up our petitions, let us first bow our knees and plead for the mercy of God. Heavenly Father, most merciful Father, we come before You now as a people who are heavy with sin. Our sins weigh us down and we are unable to help ourselves. We confess that we have not turned to You in our distress. We have not called upon Your name in times of trouble, but rather in our wickedness, we have sought to drive You away because of our shame. We have deceived ourselves, seeking to be rescued by pleasures and entertainments rather than coming before You, the Holy God, to cry to You for help and to have our prayers answered. Dear Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us sinners. We have sinned, thinking that we can fix ourselves. We are guilty of clinging to the very sins for which Your Son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross. Forgive us for our pride and for not bringing our burdens to You, thinking that they are not too heavy for us to bear. Father, we cannot bear the awful load of our sin. So please, Heavenly Father, by the blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ, remove from us this burden and save us. Restore to us the joy of Your salvation and renew a right spirit within us. Father, You are our only helper, our only redeemer, the only one who can save us. Lord, hear our prayers and deliver us this day so that we can no longer be slaves to sin, but that we would be set free to dwell in Your peaceful kingdom. And we ask this in the powerful name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers, examine your consciences to know whether you have truly repented of your sins, whether by trusting in God's mercy and seeking your salvation in Jesus Christ alone, you're resolved to pursue holiness and to live in peace and love with all men. If you have this testimony in your hearts before God, then be assured that your sins are forgiven. They are forgiven through the perfect merit of Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Lord, open Thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth Thy praise. Open our hearts and minds by the power of Your Holy Spirit, that as the Scriptures are read, we may hear with joy what You say to us today. Listen now to a psalm reading from Psalm chapter 76. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. for the choir director on stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tabernacle is in Salem. His dwelling place also is in Zion. There he broke the flaming arrows, the shield and the sword and the weapons of war, Selah. You are resplendent, more majestic than the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted were plundered. They sank into sleep, and none of the warriors could use his hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse were cast into a deep sleep. You, even you, are to be feared. And who may stand in your presence when once you are angry? You cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment, to save all the humble of the earth, Selah. For the wrath of man shall praise you. With a remnant of wrath you will gird yourself. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all who are around him bring gifts to him who is to be feared. He will cut off the spirit of princes. He is feared by the kings of the earth. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen and hallelujah. Brothers, Jesus said, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me." Therefore, listen to the Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy chapter 26 and chapter 27. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. "Then it shall be, when you enter the land which the Lord your God gives you as an inheritance, and you possess it and live in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the produce of the ground which you bring in from your land that the Lord your God gives you, and you shall put it in a basket and go to the place where the Lord your God chooses to establish his name. You shall go to the priest who is in office at that time and say to him, 'I declare this day to the Lord my God that I have entered the land which the Lord swore to our fathers to give us.' Then the priest shall take the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. You shall answer and say before the Lord your God, 'My father was a wandering Aramean, and he went down to Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, but there he became a great, mighty, and populous nation. And the Egyptians treated us harshly and afflicted us and imposed harsh labor on us. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction and our toil and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm and with great terror and with signs and wonders. And he has brought us to this place and given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now behold, I have brought the first of the produce of the ground which you, O Lord, have given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. And you and the Levite and the alien who is among you shall rejoice in the good which the Lord your God has given you and your household. When you have finished paying all the tithe of your increase in the third year, the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the stranger, to the orphan, and to the widow, that they may eat in your towns and be satisfied. You shall say before the Lord your God, I have removed the sacred portion from my house, and also have given it to the Levite and the alien, the orphan and the widow, according to all your commandments which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed or forgotten any of your commandments. I have not eaten of it while mourning, nor have I removed any of it while I was unclean, nor offered any of it to the dead. I have listened to the voice of the Lord my God. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the ground which you have given us, a land flowing with milk and honey, as you swore to our fathers. This day the Lord your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have today declared the Lord to be your God, and that you would walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. The Lord has today declared you to be his people, a treasured possession, as he promised you and that you should keep all his commandments, and that he will set you high above all nations which he has made for praise, fame, and honor, and that you shall be consecrated people to the Lord your God as he has spoken. Then Moses and the elders of Israel charged the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you today. So it shall be on the day when you cross the Jordan to the land which the Lord your God gives you, that you shall set up for yourself large stones and coat them with lime, and write on them all the words of this law when you cross over, so that you may enter the land which the Lord your God gives you, a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord the God of your fathers promised you. So it shall be when you cross the Jordan, you shall set up on Mount Ebal these stones, as I am commanding you today, and you shall coat them with lime. Moreover, you shall build there an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones. You shall not wield an iron tool on them. You shall build the altar of the Lord your God of uncut stones, and you shall offer on it burnt offerings to the Lord your God. And you shall sacrifice peace offerings and eat there, and rejoice before the Lord your God. You shall write on the stones all the words of this law very distinctly. Then Moses and the Levitical priests spoke to all Israel, saying, be silent and listen, O Israel. This day you have become a people for the Lord your God. You shall therefore obey the Lord your God and do his commandments and statutes which I command you today. Moses also charged the people on that day, saying, when you cross the Jordan, there you shall stand on Mount Gerizim to bless the people. Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. For the curse, these shall stand on Mount Ebal. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Levites shall then answer and say to all the men of Israel with a loud voice, cursed is the man who makes an idol or a molten image, and an abomination to the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and sets it up in secret. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who moves his neighbor's boundary mark. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who misleads a blind person on the road. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who distorts the justice due an alien, orphan, and widow. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his father's wife because he has uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with an animal. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his sister, the daughter of his father or of his mother. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who lies with his mother-in-law. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who strikes his neighbor in secret. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who accepts a bribe to strike down an innocent person. And all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed is he who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them. And all the people shall say, Amen. This is the word of the Lord, and we give thanks to God. O God, make speed to save us. Now, brothers, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Therefore, listen to this reading from the New Testament. Luke chapter 11, verse 14 through 36. This is the word of God. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. And he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. But some of them said, he cast out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. Others to test him were demanding of him a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and a house divided against itself falls. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul? And if I, by Beelzebul, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? So they will be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are undisturbed. But when someone stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away from him all his armor on which he had relied and distributes his plunder. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit goes out of a man, it passes through waterless places seeking rest, and not finding any, it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and takes along seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they go in and live there, and the last state of that man became worse than the first. When Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which you nursed. But he said, On the contrary, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. And the crowds were increasing. He began to say, This generation is a wicked generation. It seeks for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. The queen of the south will rise up with the men of this generation at the judgment and condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up with this generation at the judgment and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, something greater than Jonah is here. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it away in a cellar, nor under a basket, but on the lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. The eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is clear, your whole body also is full of light, but when it is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Then watch out that the light in you is not darkness. If therefore your whole body is full of light with no part of dark in it, it will be wholly illumined, as when the lamp illumines you with its rays. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to God as we profess that we believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Brothers, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Therefore, listen to this reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15, verse 21 to 30. This is the word of the Lord. It is eternally true and applicable for all of life. Folly is joy to him who lacks sense, but a man of understanding walks straight. Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors they succeed. A man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise, that he may keep away from Sheol below. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud, but he will establish the boundary of the widow. Evil plans are an abomination to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure. He who profits illicitly troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes glad in the heart, good news put fat on the bones. This is the word of the Lord, and we give praise to him. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for your wisdom, that you would give us a wisdom that is from above, that is peaceable and gentle and pure. Lord, the pureness of your word we long for, we pray for. Lord, give us a path that leads upward by making us wise and keep us away from Sheol below. Lord, make us humble. Establish our boundaries. Establish our land. Lord, we pray that you would enable us to be and live in such a way that we are good stewards of the things that you give us, and that you give us more and more to be overseen, and that we may use it all for your glory and the love of our neighbor as well. Lord, keep us from evil plans. Root that out of our hearts, but let us have words that are pure. Words that will lift up, that will encourage, that will strengthen, that will reprove and rebuke sin. Lord, give us those words. Give us words that are pure. Lord, you are far from the wicked, but we know you hear the prayer of the righteous. And so we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And it's only by him that we can plead with you. We pray this in his name. Amen. Now, brothers, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You've been listening to The Daily Sword by Sovereign King Church. We pray this has been a blessing to you. Please visit www.sovereignkingchurch.com/support to support this podcast and other ministries of the church.